Weekend breakfast. Lines are always open on 021-446-0567.
It is 25 minutes now past 9 o'clock and I want to shine the spotlight on a wonderful South African film which was released generally yesterday. It's called Catching Feelings and it's a movie written and directed by Kagiso Lediga, who joins me on the line now. Kagiso, I must admit, I was one of those people who went there expecting a laugh-a-minute comedy. And what I received instead is actually quite an adult movie dealing with like middle-class adult issues of relationship, of cheating, of money, of homes, of children, and all those wonderful things. Well done. It's truly, truly amazing.
Oh, thank you very much. Sorry, I have to make an excuse. It's very noisy where I am because I'm at a swimming gala at my kid's school. So I'm walking towards a quieter place. But yeah, thank you. I'm glad that you enjoyed the film. And that was the intention, you know. I wanted to have like to make a conversation piece. And I like the fact that you said it's an adult movie. Yeah, that was what it was intended to kind of deal with, the middle class. You know, that kind of also give this a nuanced black perspective, you know, on kind of modern middle class existence.
Because you play the character Max, who is an English literature teacher at Wits University, who's married to a beautiful woman, played by Pearl Tusi. And at the beginning, it seems that all is incredibly rosy between the two of you before this celebrated veteran author comes back to South Africa and really causes disruption in your life.
Yeah, I'm played by the incredible Andrew Buckland, who I studied at university, actually. For me, it was that you know, the idea of, you know, obviously the relationship is in a bit of a rut, you know. As much as it's nice, they kind of, you know, there's a part where she talks about the kind of things that she wants to do with her life, and he sort of wants to settle. She wants to kind of fly out there, spread her wings. And I think when the character of Heiner Miller comes into their house, it becomes like a catalyst because he is kind of living this dream for both of them. I think for Max, he wants to be like him, you know, award-winning author, international author. And then for his wife, it's that experience. He's got that life experience that she's yearning for.
You don't shy away from real and serious issues in this movie. I mean, at some point, your character's best friend, played by Kino Motoso beautifully, by the way, the guy called Joel, he's involved in an affair that he should not be involved in. There are a number of scenes where you're walking down pathways of the university and you're sort of checking girls out. And then you reference a former lecturer at Wits University who recently was dismissed for exactly the same thing. So you're really dealing with serious issues at times.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it was important. I mean, I had seen all these rom-coms that we are making, which are great, and people have supported. And South Africans love the genre, but I thought, it's a good way to also kind of talk about, you know, infuse it with, like, more issues than just they loved each other, they almost broke up, and then they finally got married, or he ran. You know, those ones where they run after the car to the airport, and then they finally say, oh, I love you, at the airport, and then people clap. I didn't want it to be one of those, you know. I wanted it to be like a real movie with the real issues.
And of course, despite how clever and witty Max is, he does unfortunately fall for some of the basic rookie errors that every single human being goes through on a daily basis.
Yeah, exactly. And he also falls for a student, which is that also for me, like as you had said, you know, the idea, because there is like all these romances and all of these relationships that spark up on these campuses, you know, and they'd be like quite, you know, the power dynamics are not right and so on and so forth. So I kind of wanted to also show that, like, be like, how is it? Well, how do these relationships work? Because, yes, there's age differences and there's like these powerful lecturers who are kind of, you know, lording over these students. But we're also dealing with people who are sort of coming of age at university, very clever people, you know, that's why they're at university and so on and so forth. So it was, for me, very interesting, like, to just have those relationships and have these ideas. Because all of the people, I'm sure, you know, they all have ideas. They all kind of, you know, their opinion, they throw their opinion on the world the whole way through, you know?
I went to the 11:45 screening at the new Metro at the Waterfront yesterday in the morning because I had an evening engagement that I could not get out of. And the grouping of people sitting right in front of me were these three Afrikaans girls who I think thought that they were seeing something different to what they were seeing. But
that's crazy.
But by the end of the movie, they were so engaged because as much as you are casting a black cast and you're obviously telling what is what should be a typical black middle class story, it is a story that is universal and everybody can relate to in some way or the other.
Yeah, yeah. Because interestingly, when you say that, the first time I watched it with the public was at the Los Angeles Film Festival, and I was terrified, you know, because I thought, are they going to get the nuances? Is this going to travel? You know, is the movie going to translate? Why didn't I just watch this at Rosebank Mall with my people first, you know? And the movie, you know, the relief was that they've got all the beats. And because it's got a lot of comedy in it, when the people love you, you know that they're with it, you know? And I was like, thank God I didn't write a heavy drama because I wouldn't know. I would just be terrified the whole time. And then I watched it in New York City, and it was even better, you know? And it was even more varied. The L.A. crowd was a lot more white. New York was a bit more mixed. And then I watched it in Cape Town. And, you know, now I kind of know, okay, there's a certain universality to the story that carries it through, you know, regardless of what race or nationality you are.
An absolutely wonderful score from Bokani Daya, by the way. Absolutely. Every note, every song, it just fit perfectly with the film. Well done. I do hope it does extremely well. And obviously in South Africa, we needed to do very well in its opening weekend in order for it to enjoy longevity. It's a wonderful film, Kagiso. Well done. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Kagiso Lediga, the writer, director, and star of Catching Feelings, which is showing now at a theatre near you. It's a film that explores themes of trust in young marriages, of friendship, of success, infidelity, and all the other perils of being young, black, and fabulous, really, in Johannesburg. But as I said, it is a story that will resonate with anyone who finds themselves in a similar situation. Do go out and see it. We need to get as many bums on seat as possible to watch this film over this weekend in order for us to know that you'll enjoy a couple of weeks, if not a couple of months, at least anyway, on the big screen.